Boys and girls, we're doing another scrappy podcast. This is going to be, I know I said this on the last podcast, I really enjoy doing things scrappy. I think for myself, recording podcasts, and this goes for anything in business, you always want to do what is the easiest for you to either create or produce, you know, whether it be marketing, content, whatever it may be to get your message out there. For me, do I enjoy having a well set up microphone, a nice backdrop, everything perfectly camera wise? Yeah, it looks good, right? But as you guys should know by now, I'm a scrappy motherfucker. Like, I'm a dirty motherfucker. I prefer the grittiness of it. I don't want things perfect. I want things to be as gritty and as scrappy as possible, because I think those things win. And I think a lot of times, too many people, when they're trying to start up a business, they're trying to start up something, they need to have everything perfect, right? Even you need to have everything perfect. Motherfucker, you just need to start. You need to get something out there. You don't need to have something that's the most perfect, absolutely perfection, camera quality, audio-wise. All that shit does not matter, right? Because when I came back to it and I was thinking about it, I'm like, man, I need to be able to be producing more podcast content, because the barber industry is a little bit lost and a little bit like all over the place. I think I have a message that at least we have proven results that gets people to 20K a month. I think, and this is my hunch, it would be much more valuable if I just started producing more and stopped trying to set perfect conditions. And that way you, the listener, the barber who's either driving the car, cutting hair right now, maybe you're washing your ass, I don't know what the fuck you're doing, right? I'd rather not know what the fuck you do when you listen to my voice. But you need to be able to get something, some type of new education or new mental clarity on your business to get the thing moving forward. Now, that's besides the point of the podcast today, right? A little side rant for those of you that watch fucking like Instagram stories. You know, I like to go on some side rants, side tangent sometimes. Really, I wanted to come on and really drop a nice little quick challenge to you, right? Because I'm walking here. I'm not sitting. I'm walking. I'm pacing back and forth my balcony in Miami. See, I gotta get my 10K steps in, so I pace back and forth. And a lot of times, I like to go ahead and write in my notes and kind of plan the business strategically or go over things business wise, answer messages. And I'm just thinking here, like, man, like, what could barbers who aren't working with us, private clients, who want to get results in their business, what is the one thing holding them back? Or what is something, again, too, there's a lot of things holding a lot of bars back. But what is something I can at least put out and provide that would at least give them a step in the right direction? And I listen to a lot of calls that a lot of my team does with you guys. Of course, my time is spent with my private clients. So again, too, if you're like, oh, Daniel, I want to talk to you, you got to become a private client of ours or join the free group. Like, shameless plug, you can join the free group down below through the link per usual. We do a Q&A call once every week for 30 minutes. You can talk to me directly on there, ask any questions about your business, and I can help you directly. But I'm thinking, like, man, what is like something I'm seeing that's popping up on calls, I'm hearing a lot, and it really has to come back to the fact that, let's be honest, a lot of you just don't think that you can make 20K a month. Like take a second right now, and just think, get out of like an ego-based or like a confidence-based thing. There is something holding you back, thinking that, one, you either deserve making 20K a month, two, you think it's actually possible, right? And those two things are very detrimental to actually accomplishing any type of goal. Think of any goal that you've ever accomplished in life. Any goal, it could be a small goal. You knew, you had confidence, you can actually get the damn thing done, and that it was possible for you, right? Even if, like, okay, cool, it was like, oh wow, this is like a stretch or hasn't been done before. We all have those instances in our life. We all have something, whether it be a sports background. And look, I know us motherfuckers, we're not the smartest motherfuckers at all. Like, that's why we were barbers, right? But maybe it was in school, a test, a class. Fuck, maybe it was even just like going up and having the balls ask out a girl that was like 10 times out of your fucking league. We all have something that we're like, fuck, you know what? I got to have some type of confidence in this thing, right? I got to have some type of belief. And it's crazy to me. It's crazy to me, right? Maybe not so crazy because I've been there before as well too. But it's crazy to me to think that you, the listener, can see all the results, like tangible results from barbers who are legit no different than you. They wipe their ass the same. They might use a little bit different toilet paper, right? They might use a one ply. They might use wipes. You might be like me and I prefer bidet, because side note, if you ain't using wipes, you better be using bidet. If you ain't using bidet, you gotta use wipes. Don't just be using TP, you nasty motherfucker. Teaching hygiene on this motherfucker too. But you have to come back and understand these people are no different than these barbers are no different situations than you. In fact, most of these barbers had the same type of hesitations as you, right? Oh man, can I really make 20K a month? Oh man, can I really charge 100 bucks per cut? Yet, because they saw the results, they're like, hey, look, this person's no different than me. I'm not putting anybody on a pedestal above me, or, which is kind of a similar thing, putting myself below anybody else as well too. And I think as barbers, a lot of times we think of ourselves very low on the totem pole in society. Because to be honest, in your defense, we are. We just are. We're making 5-6K a month. That's, dude, there's fucking people who wake up on a fucking Saturday morning, 5 a.m., they've already made 5K that day. Right? Now, as I'm sitting here pacing back and forth, I'm thinking, all right, why would somebody not believe or have confidence in the fact that they can go ahead and accomplish this goal? Well, there's a couple factors to this thing, okay? And a couple things that you can start doing right now to actually start improving this, so hopefully you get a better mindset moving forward. Because again, too, anything in business starts in the mind, right? Your beliefs will then breed into your action will then breed into your results. You don't just wake up one day disbelieving that you can make 20K a month and all of a sudden see that you made 20K. It's not how it works. It starts the belief section, right? So I always go super hard on all of our private clients, like, why do you want to do this, right? Why do you think you deserve this? Why do you think this is possible? And we have to start building from that foundation. One great hack of this, and one thing I think not enough barbers do, is barbers are cheap fucks. We as people are cheap fucks. And it's nothing against us. It's to be expected. Think of our parents, the environments we grew up around, the people we watch, we idolize growing up, meaning our parents, maybe an uncle, cousins, whoever it may be. They really didn't fucking have money. And if they did, they were kind of a dumb fuck with money. Like when I got older and I realized my cousins that were older than me that I looked up to as a young kid, like, oh my God, they got a new car. Oh my God, they're so popping. These motherfuckers ain't doing shit, right? They're actually struggling to even pay a phone bill. So how do we fix this? Well, we have to get around new environments. Now, I'm not telling you, when I say this, barbers are so quick to be like, oh, got to move to Miami. Oh, got to move to LA. Oh, I got to get out of my situation. No. And I'll say no, and I'll back this up, because I never left Sacramento cutting hair. I scaled my business in Sacramento and did not have to leave Sacramento. Sacramento's not a place like LA or Miami. It's not a big city. In fact, it's a city where people go to be comfortable at. People literally live there. Again, too, you got to think of how the city is set up. It's the capital of California. You're going to have a lot of state and city jobs there, okay? So people want to get salaries, kind of just chill, get a yearly salary, and just, like, budget their life away until they die. Also, you get people who, again, too, might be a little bit smarter, right? They want to go ahead and work Sacramento's the valley, but let's say, like, the tech industry, right? They want to go to the Bay Area, get a higher paying job than what they can get as a city job. Yet they live in Sacramento because they want to budget their life away, save money, and so they gruesomely wake up 3 to 4 a.m. every day to commute 2 to 3 hours to the Bay Area every day to work for that paycheck and then come back home. Now imagine, that's who I grew up around. So my mentality growing up around money was, wow, okay, cool. Like, you know, I gotta stay safe. I can't take risks. I gotta find a safe job. All this stuff. I didn't know a motherfucker like me could even own a business, right? I didn't even know what a fucking entrepreneur was until I was probably like truly knew what it was until, honestly, maybe I was 20 years old when I became a barber, like licensed was. Like, oh shit, somebody said, oh, you're an entrepreneur. I'm like, well, I guess I am. And how I overcame this mentality, I think it's going to be very key for you, right? Like I said, you have to get around a new environment. This does not mean you have to move. What this does mean, you got to stop being a little bit of a cheap fuck, okay? Stop going around to the areas and environments that you typically go to. This means for a dinner. This means on vacation. This means, even you can do a staycation, right? Getting coffee somewhere. There are places around you or nearby you that are higher price and higher tier pricing of things than what you're usually accustomed to paying, okay? And typically, those places have a higher tier of person, okay? Now, what did I do? What I did was I started taking, every quarter, I would take a trip out to LA, or I would go to Miami, I would go to a bigger city, or I would just go to a place that got me out of my comfort zone, that got me, honestly, you can think about it, like, it got me out of the typical people that are in my tax bracket. So, again, I don't want to feel comfortable. In fact, I wanted to put myself in situations where I felt so uncomfortable, whether it be at a dinner, getting a coffee, staying in a hotel, that I was like, whoa, they want to take my bags from me. They want to clean my table off and replace my silverware after every single course of the menu. Whoa, I'm not used to this. Now, the key to this is don't fucking be a dumbass and like do this every fucking day or every weekend and blow your fucking money away, right? You want to think about this strategically. Okay, cool. I'm not making the money I want to make right now. But I also don't believe and see what the possibility is if I do start making money, the lifestyle that comes with that. Like, you don't see the perks because you've never been around the perks. So you have to start getting around the perks and seeing what you've never seen before. Okay? Now, this could be, again, too, going to a nice dinner, searching out. And this could, again, too, you'd be like, oh, I don't know any nice dinners. There's this wonderful thing they came out with recently. It's called Google. Right? And it's an incredible thing. They have a search bar. You could type in high-end restaurants near me. High-end restaurants 2 hours away from me. High-end restaurants in LA. And it will populate search results for you to then start having a splurge on whatever your little heart desires. Right? Now, when I started doing this, did I feel uncomfortable? Absolutely. Did I feel scared to spend certain amounts of money on a trip or on a vacation or on a dinner? Abso-fucking-lutely. My asshole clenched up a little bit. This is normal because you're doing something that you don't normally or naturally are around consistently. It feels awkward. It feels out of character. That's what you want, because right now your character is a broke fuck. And until you come to that realization that you embody the character of a broke fuck, you will not change. Because you're like, oh, nothing's wrong with me. The worst thing I always hear consistently on calls with barbers who want to become our private clients that we deny all the time is that they are in denial of how bad their situation is. If my bank account, I would be stressed the fuck out if my bank account was anywhere close to like 50 or 100K. I would be stressing. I'd be like, holy fuck, this is like death. Like we are about to implode. Whereas some people, they would be super comfortable at. They'd be like, they think they are on top of the world. This requires you to get a new level of like eyesight, awareness, right? Again, going to different places, being around different people. I'll take an example I just had recently. Of course, I just moved to Miami, came from LA. LA is a very influencer-heavy place. There's not a lot of talented entrepreneurs out there anymore because they all left because Sleepy Joe wants to go taxes. I can go on and on about this thing. But everybody left California, basically, who's talented. Come out to Miami. I think I'm doing some pretty good shit running a business, right? Of course, like I said before, I do my 9-10K steps, and that's on mandatory per health coach, right? So one Wednesday, random Wednesday, I'm like, all right, cool. Got done with the gym, still got to get some steps in. Let me go, like the Airbnb I was staying at was right by the water. Let me go walk by the water right? There's like a little parkway I can walk over. Let me just go take a nice little stroll, get my steps in, do some work on my phone. And it's like it's a Wednesday afternoon. I didn't really expect to see too much. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm not out here in Miami enjoying myself, getting a nice little tan in. While I'm on my walk, I look to my left on the water, and I see a mega yacht passing me by with three guys who look no older than 25, 26, 27 age range, right? A little bit younger than me. I'm 29 right now. And on that boat, they have about 20 to 30 OnlyFans models, like dime pieces, partying it the fuck up on a Wednesday afternoon. I look at that, and they're not working like me, right? They're just going ahead and having a good time, relaxing, chilling. I look at that, and some people, I think a lot of barbers will then, a lot of broke-minded people will go ahead and be like, oh, look at these people who, they're so materialistic. Oh, how could they? Oh, they're such bad people. I look at that, and I'm like, fuck, there's a different level I got to get myself to, because I'm on a Wednesday afternoon walking, still working. These motherfuckers ain't even working. It's 2 p.m. on a Wednesday. They're already partying it up, right? I'm like, I want that lifestyle. That seems fun. And that kind of just like got my ass up into gear. I'm like, I got to get to a different level now. I got to start making a bigger push. And that's what these things will allow you to do. You'll see things that you've never seen before. And if you take the right mental approach, you don't try to justify why having money's bad, but instead think like, wow, that's the lifestyle. If I work hard, improve my financial status, that's what that can get me. You can start actually designing your life, having a little more motivation, and seeing that life is actually possible for you. Because before, shit, I didn't think I could do that, right? Even though I knew there are people out there on Wednesday not working. Once I see it, I'm a big believer. Seeing is believing. So once I saw that, I'm like, all right, cool. I know what I need to set my sights on, right? I want to be able to do that, right? And still have the company growing, still have a great business. Like, I don't want to do that and then have the business be suffering or feel, what's it called? I guess just having regrets of like, oh, I shouldn't have done that, man. That was a waste. Oh, fucking behind now. No. I want to be able to do that. And everything's growing, right? That's a luxury I want to be able to have. So my challenge for you listening to this, right? It doesn't have to be something crazy. And I don't want you breaking the bank. In fact, I speak about this in the free group that I run. I speak about this to all of our private clients. And if I do that, it's probably fucking important, right? Just do something that gets you a little bit nervous about spending that money on, right? Again, nothing that's going to put you in a hole. But something that you typically would not do, get out of your comfort zone with that thing. Get around areas of people who honestly are out of your tax bracket. And what I want you to do is not become like a little fucking like kid and go in a fetal position and be like, oh my God, I can't wait for this to be over. Sit in that experience and become an observer. See how these people carry themselves. See, like, kind of like get into an idea of their mentality. If you can overhear even a conversation they're having with somebody else, phenomenal. Don't be a fucking stalker, right? But just kind of see what these people are even talking about. And the amazing thing that you'll find out is these people are no different than you. They've just done the work. They've understood that whatever lifestyle they have currently was attainable for them, and they worked their ass off to get it. Because if you're a 400-pound fat fuck and you think it's completely impossible to get shredded abs and have the dream body that you always wanted to look like C-Bum, you will never do the work necessary or required to get that body. Or even if you hire a person to help you get that body to reach that goal, you will self-sabotage 120% of the way there. Because you just physically will always want to be confirming to yourself, to your beliefs, that you are always correct. So it's in your best favor to always be trying to convince yourself to be correct, that it is possible, that you can make 20K a month as a barber, that you can charge 100, 150, 200 bucks in your area. It doesn't matter if people aren't doing it in your area right now. You know, in the game of business, that level is attainable, and everybody else around you probably doesn't have, one, the education, two, the work ethic, or even three, the belief themselves they can't make it happen. That is my challenge for you today, okay? So, all in all, look, don't go wild with this thing. Don't break the bank. But look, it could be twice a year, every 6 months, just do something like this. Because that can give you that alone can give you an eye-opening experience. And just from that, even if you do it once a year, I'm willing to bet you'll be able to start doing the actions necessary, taking the steps to start growing the business. Maybe it's joining the free group that we have, right? Implementing what we have all the way through. You start seeing a little bit more uptick in the business. Now you get a positive result back. And you're like, okay, cool. Where else can I go from this? Maybe then you become a private client or so you get even more of an uptick, right? And you see how these things start to compound over time from this one little decision that you make. But it starts with that. And if you don't start with that, you will never, ever start to begin to grow or see a change in your life. And I would hate for that for you because, let's be honest, you've put too much fucking work, too much blood, sweat, and tears into this business of barbering to not get what's deserving of yourself, to not get what's possible out there for you, to only have you holding yourself back. Because that is legit the only thing I see consistently barbers doing is holding themselves back from getting what they can actually achieve. So what I want you to do, if you found this podcast valuable, make sure go ahead, go down wherever you're at, Spotify, Apple Music, drop a 5-star review. Also leave a rating or review and rating. I'm sorry. Leave a review and rating. And also just share this with one of your barber friends that you feel like needs to hear this today. Because it's my belief, even if we just affect one person, that one person can turn to two, that two can turn to four, that four can turn to eight. And sooner or later, we are going to change the fucking industry, which has been my goal with New Era Barbering, is to spit and crumble on this old, broke mentality and breed in this new era of belief and this new era of business and this new era of respect, okay? Also, too, if you want to be able to work with me before becoming one of our private clients or just check out what we have, of course, I'll leave the links down below to join the free group. Again, it's free. It takes 3 minutes to sign up. Honestly, if you can't even take 3 minutes to go ahead and get into something and actually put the work of what we have in there, you just don't fly out. You deserve to lose 100% of the way, okay? With that, I'll talk to you guys next time.